loyalty to the team. That's all I ever known, was being loyal to my people. Let's get it.
Rob presents Loyalty to the Team, and it will be released on January 27th on all digital musical platforms. That's world.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We got a great, great guest today, and it's very exciting for me. Tracy's definitely in the building today. But before we bring our guest Tracy on, we're going to bring a special guest on to wish her a welcome home. And we're going to go to that caller right now. Welcome to The Streets Don't Love You Back show.
Yeah, how you doing, Rob?
Hey, how you doing? I'm not going to even introduce you. I want you to go ahead and formally introduce yourself and wish Tracy a welcome home.
First thing I want to do, I want welcome home. And it's good to see you are breathing fresh air. I knew your husband. My name is Brunel Bernardo, better known as Papa Snoop. I'm Snoop Dogg's father. I lived on the east side of Detroit for 9 years. So I knew Rick very well. And Tracy, I'm so happy that you're out. I'm so happy that white boy Rick is out. I really didn't know him, but I would see him riding up and down Houston with you, Maraw sometime. But welcome home, Tracy. And is there anything I can do for you to brighten your day, let me know. And I want to thank Rob for hooking me up with your stuff. I'm looking forward to working with you. But anyway, Tracy, I'm so glad you're out. And let me tell you, you did way too much time. Rick did way too much time, but at the end of the day, you are out, you're breathing fresh air, and I love you, baby.
My man, hey, I appreciate you sliding through.
Yep.
All right, we're going to go to Tracy. Go ahead, Pop.
No, go ahead on, Rob.
All right, hey, you just hold tight, Pop. We're going to bring Tracy on in.
Okay, cool.
Hey, hey, homegirl Tracy, you're in the building. How you doing?
Yes. Hey, fam, I'm good. I'm just thankful for all the love out there. Thank you, Pop, for the little the little thing we got.
Yeah, I told you I had a special guest. Yeah, all day,
right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, so we're going
to
get straight to it, Tracy.
Right.
Oh, it's a lot more coming your way, fam. It's a lot more coming your way, you feel me?
Yeah.
I want you to formally introduce yourself, family, and then we'll get to the interview.
Okay, so I'm Tracy Cowan. I just had a sentence commuted by Governor Whitmer in Michigan from a drug conviction 18 and a half years ago. I was sentenced to 22 and a half years of mandatory minimum back then, and through all the reforms, I still had the same, like, sentence. So I got an early release. I'm out here. I'm using this platform that I have that White Boy Rick and Rob have given me through their actions. And, I'm ready to talk to everybody, advocate for people, especially about criminal justice reform and domestic violence.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. And I just want to give another special thanks to my boy, Papa Snoop, for tuning in, you know what I mean? Like he said, that's Snoop Dogg's father. And we got a lot on the flow.
Hey, listen.
Oh,
right,
yes, it's going down.
I made a bucket list in prison, right? Number two on there is smoke a blunt with Snoop.
Oh, girl.
I'm closer to it than I think. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Well, yay. You know, it gets no closer than that. You know what I mean?
Right. Even Pop would be a good person. Like, for real. I'm so glad that I had that connection. That's awesome. That's God in work. That's tell Pop. He not here for this because God put that shit together, you know? Can I cuss?
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. Pop definitely know God put it together. You know, like Pop said, you know, he knew Rick, you know what I mean? And he was
wow.
the mailman on the east side for 10 years, you know, in our hood. And
right.
I never knew that, Tracy, you feel me, until we connected. Right, until
wow.
we connected on that side. And we got
right.
to talking and reminiscing. And the
right.
greater part about it, you know what I mean, the documentaries that me and you was talking about when you came home, we was going to do
oh, yeah.
and bring the truth to the light.
Talk
well,
the
guess who's going
right.
to be a part of that? Guess who's going to be a part of that? Papa
yeah,
Snoop.
Okay. Okay. Cause you know they nothing but the truth.
Oh, yeah. Papa ain't nothing but the truth. Yeah, he the real
you
deal Holyfield, you know?
Right.
Without
right.
the Holyfield in it, but he the truth. But
right.
let's get straight to
I'm
it,
so
Tracy.
Glad.
Tell people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go ahead, girl, because we all excited on this thing today.
Right,
go
right,
ahead.
Right, you, yeah, you should have waited till last. Now I'm stuck on Pop. Now what was your go ahead, Rob.
I was going to tell you, tell the people a little bit about yourself growing up.
So I was born on the east side on Concord and the Boulevard, but we moved to the northwest Detroit. So I grew up in northwest Detroit, went to Bowlby and Mumford. When I grew up in Detroit, it was Motown area. So the area I was in, it was Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Berry Gordy, the Spinners, all those type of people stayed in our neighborhood, some people I've seen, you know, all the time. So I grew up in that type of environment, and I met Rick when I was like 20 years old. And at the Climax downtown, down near King.
Where we used to all hang out at.
Yep, the Bucket of Blood. That's what they used to call it.
And yeah.
It was all red on the inside. Yep, and met him.
All
and
day.
He chased me around for like 9 months, telling me I was going to be his woman, and he was irritating me. But the rest is like history. We had a 6-year relationship with 2 children. And so, yeah, that's how like my childhood was like. My grandma, she had a salon, and I used to go wash the hair, sweep the floor, take her numbers, you know, the number roll, because she was a book. She booked the numbers, so I would get on the phone and book Detroit and Pontiac numbers when I was a kid. So I was raised around in an environment where I was always, you know, on the, you know, looking at a hustle and, you know, how people was able to, you know, do what they do, you know, especially on the entrepreneur level. My father, he had like 6 ice cream trucks. He had an after hour, and he was a loan shark, and he was illiterate, and he could keep all this information, and he booked numbers, and he could keep all that information in his head, you know, like just like a genius type, you know, thing. So I would help him in the morning, go buy the liquor for the after hour, go buy the ice cream. So I'm like that type of person. I was raised like that to really get up and be about business. So they planted that work ethic in me. So when me and Rick got together, you know, it was nothing but, you know, a lot of potential there. When I met him, he didn't have anything for real, for real. I had the car. I had the jewelry. I had the fur stuff because I was raised like that. So, yeah. That was
exactly.
my childhood.
So,
yeah.
So now you get with my homeboy, Rick, and y'all get to
yeah.
doing what y'all do, you know what I mean?
Right.
How did that thing blossom, Tracy, all the way?
Oh.
And how did you feel when he got killed? You know, so get to the first part and then get to the second one.
Right. So when I met him, we had a few discussions about he was trying to do some things. He had some spots around all, you know, around the east side of Detroit, and the people that he had working for him wasn't really about business. They was, you know, fighting each other all the time. So I had 3 years younger than me, and they kept saying, introduce us, be dismissed. So I took them to the east side, like 7 or 8 of them. I think it's like 8 of them. And they just, from there, they just, you know, took over, you know, little spots and little areas. Because, you know, it wasn't never like spots at first. They used to roll from the street. So, you know, running up the cars.
Exactly.
Thing, remember? Yeah, so we was
yeah. Oh, yeah.
selling. Yeah, we had what we call Bad Boy. Even before we had Bad Boy Pistons, we had Bad Boy Dope. You know, used that.
Exactly. I remember that.
Yeah, so we used to go to Charlotte and Woodward and buy all this stuff and, you know, go. And then the guys worked out because they work ethic and they was West Side guys. They came to the East Side. But that's how that started. And then at a certain point, you know, we moved up to having to, people connect. Yeah, so, you know, just everybody, it was a team. You know, everybody know whatever you do, decide to do in life, you know, you have to have a great team. It's not just me or just about him. It was about everybody having the same goals and focus and stuff. So just like, you know, I'm not really proud of what we did, but I know that I had a work ethic. So now I'm just taking that same energy and putting it towards that I know is positive for the community.
Exactly, you know, and then we're gonna save all of that for the documentary, you know,
yeah,
so we can educate the people for real, for real.
Areas. Yeah, you know.
Oh man, I can't wait to come home,
yeah.
And we go to the areas. You feel me? That we all knew and walked around, you know.
Right, for sure. That's going to be, like I said, like we already know it's going to be the truth. It's not going to come from people that wasn't really around.
Oh, no.
And people that
exactly.
made up stories that in their delusional head about, you know, who they knew and who they was around. Like, stop it. Like, I'm glad we
Yeah, please,
because
Tracy
story.
Home now. Yeah,
yeah
Tracy
yeah,
Home, White Boy Rick
true.
Home.
Right.
Yeah, I'm still living. Greg's still living. So the truth is right here. Then we got the mailman. He's still living.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
Oh, man. The mailman is the key to everything, along with the mechanic in the neighborhood. You know that.
Right.
We need both
right.
of them at all times to keep the car rolling
Absolutely.
And the mail in the mailbox.
So I want
yeah.
to know
so,
mother,
Yeah. So let's get to the part, Tracy. When Rick got killed, because that was the last time we seen each other in 88, and then everybody
yeah.
scattered and went different ways.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel? Because the kids were still very young, very little.
Yeah. My son was like a week from turning two, and my daughter was 2.5. And, you know, when he got killed, it was first of all, I kind of like had bad vibes, you know, and like months and months before that, you know what I'm saying? Like about everything going on. And it just was like a surreal, weird feeling around that time for me. And I didn't know what was going to happen, but I just felt, you know what I'm saying? That's why when you're in tune with the universe, you got to pay attention, you know, sometime and
yes.
not just, you know, dismiss it because it's the reason why you're feeling that way. So anyway, when he got killed, it, like you said, everything just kind of broke up and people just kind of went their separate ways and stuff. But I was dealing with a lot of repercussions afterwards because a lot of people thought that I had this, had that, you know, had money or drugs or whatever. So I had, you know, guys following me. I had the police following me. And they had called me down to the U.S. courts, you know, to see what was going on with me, you know. But, yeah, I had a lot of that going on. So people used to say, you know, like people come to me, you know, they following you. I'm like, okay, cool, because the police are following me too. So they might want to they might want to back down a little bit. But when they say, you know, just a lot of things like people thinking what they want to think about what we had or what we did. So I had to deal with that afterwards.
Right. And I just want to say this right here. You know, the last time, like I said, we all had seen each other. It was at the frontal, you know what I mean, in 88. And then everybody disappeared and didn't see each other for many, many years, you know. So
right.
We have fast forwarded. Yeah, we'll fast forward this thing all the way to 2010 when me and Greg got back up together. Who all don't know
right.
Greg, that's Maserati Rick, brother Greg, and me and Greg was in kindergarten together. So I said, man, I said, when the last time you seen so-and-so, so-and-so? Then I asked him about Tracy. I said, man, when the last time you seen Tracy? He said,
right.
man, Tracy locked up. I said, what? So I started
right.
writing Tracy because Tracy was the home girl. So
right.
I started writing her, and we start keeping in touch together, you know? And then I introduced her to our organization and told her about the message, you know? And tell the people about that, Tracy, when I start getting in touch with you and you start working with the intervention program Behind the Walls. Let's touch up on that.
Oh, yeah. So when you got in touch with me on JPay, you know, you were telling me how you were Rick's friend and how, you know, we did, like, I'm like, okay, I remember him or whatever. And so you and Lucinda, your wife, you know, you reached out and, you know, like saying, like, what did I need or, you know, what you was trying to do and stuff. So you eventually sent me that program, The Streets Don't Love You Back workbooks and stuff. So I made copies and let a few people do it, and people started getting interested, the women at Huron Valley started getting like, how can we get it? And then they got those certificates, and that really made people know that they were accomplishing something. But then we started, the mail room policy started changing, and so they wouldn't allow your certificates and books in, and it was just like, you know, like just really bad, because for years and years, women that after we got, you know, the rejection from that, they still was like, do you think they're going to get it back? Because everybody really, really would use that material as a reference to help them even after they completed it. They still would go back, like, I read that book all the time, you know. So it was helping people, you know, where the MDOC was falling short. You know, they don't really, really help you until you're about to go home, if that, you know. So that was something that they could use their behavior and their attitude and the way they think, you know?
Yeah, and we was very proud of that. And, you know, I'm so glad that we did get back in touch together, and I did catch up with Greg on the social media thing. Yeah. But we're going to get directly to this, Tracy. How did you feel when I told you that? I said, yeah, you know, I say, I don't know nobody in Michigan. I've been gone so many years, but we work on prison reform here. But Rick is getting out, and he's going to be working on prison reform there in Michigan. And I told you, I say, when he come home, I'm going to tell him all about your case, and I'm going to ask him to push for your release out of that. How did you feel when I broke that down to you and Rick reached out to you?
So, like, this was my fourth attempt to get a commutation all the way back to, like, 2006 or something. So this is my third governor. You know, I tried to get one through Granholm. Well, actually, Engler, Granholm, Snyder, every governor we done had since I've been in prison. So that so when you told me that he was going to reach out, and then he actually did, it was like I don't know, because I wasn't used to that, people not you know, not following through with what they say they're going to do. Every prisoner knows that. Like, when people go home or people just, they tell you a certain thing and you just be like, you get to a certain point, you're like, okay, right, you know. But for him, for especially a woman, like I said, that's a rare unicorn situation, because people reach back, but it's mostly men reaching back for men. And so for a man, or and you men, to reach back and help a woman, that's extraordinary in the you know, criminal justice situations and stuff. Like, we don't get the attention and we don't get the resources and all kinds of stuff that the men get. And it's all because of, we don't, you know, we make up less than 5% of the population. So, you know, because of the majority that are incarcerated are men, the women are a lot of times just, like, don't have what we should have to transition, to do better in prison and all those resources. So I just appreciate that you guys reach back to, like, a woman. That really, really gave a lot of inspiration to the other women.
Right. Well, you know, it's two things there, Tracy. Number one, you was a homegirl. You feel me?
Right.
Number two, you was my homeboy, Maserati Rick, baby's mama. So that's family. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's family. So if I'm getting other people out of prison and I'm working on prison reform and I can't reach back and help the family, it's no reason for me to work on prison reform. You feel me?
Right.
So
sure.
You just happen to be family and tied to my homeboy Miles Righty Rick, and you got his kids.
Right.
So I mean, what would you think Rick could be saying up in heaven where he at if I didn't reach back
right.
and get you out when I knew I could reach out to one of the other homies? That would have been crazy.
His spirit must be still around you. You know what I'm saying? For you to move that way.
Come on, man. I mean, me and his brother was in kindergarten together. How good can the spirit get?
The bond can never be broken. People have to understand that even beyond death, the bond is still never going to be broken. So you're always...
We was raised two streets over. Yes. We was raised two streets over from each other. Yeah,
yep.
Before the drugs, before all this other thing took off, before
right.
everybody got rich, before people was riding the Benzes and the Jags and the Maseratis and the trucks, we was
right.
mud pie kids. You feel me?
Right.
So
absolutely.
I think Maserati would have did that for me as well, because that's the love and the relationship we had.
You know what kind of person he was. He was trying to. His demise was based on him trying to bring everybody together, and that was the
bottom line.
That was and then you know, no good deed goes unpunished. So he was, you know, that's what people, that was the reaction to somebody trying to bring people together, is to get rid of him. Well,
bottom line. Now I want you to touch up on this for a minute, Tracy. People look at Maserati as a drug dealer. People look at Maserati as a drug dealer. But me and you both know he was way more than that. He was also a
right.
businessman. Touch up on that
right.
for a minute, Tracy.
So not only he was a businessman for himself, he was a businessman trying to get other people to get their own businesses together. You know, he was one of those people, he just not going to throw you money. He's going to teach you how to fish. You know, he's just not going to throw it at you. So he teaching you so you can get established, you know. Like I remember when we opened up the car wash that day, he had bought the car wash. And I was like, well, who's going to wash cars? He was like, me. I said, well, let's go. I'll help you wash cars. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was humble in how he dealt with stuff. And people was getting jobs and, you know, making an income and stuff like that. Not just, you know, him throwing, like I said, throwing money. Like the people think that stereotypical drug dealer just throwing money around. No, he was trying to help people get a foundation established and feed their kids and stuff, you know.
Right, right. So let's touch up on your new project that's coming out, Tracy. And we're going to touch up on the number one, Chat and Chow. Let the fans know about the Chat and Chow coming soon.
Okay, this will be fun now. So I always separate the men and the women's experience in prison, because the men and people are more familiar with, because the men do what they call cook-ups, which the women don't really do. I've never seen it in Michigan where women really do cook, what they call those cook-ups. So we cook. So some of the things that we cook are like really like real meals, you know what I'm saying? Like in Christmas in the microwave, we cooking chicken and dressing and string beans with potatoes and ham and stuff like that. So we're not doing the noodle Dorito cook-up thing. We're doing real meals. So I just want to have a show where I'm cooking those type of meals, because I'm really was one of the best cooks on ground. And I just want to have conversations as we cook, because I want people to see prison, the well-rounded picture of prison, not just one perspective. And just, you know, get people involved. If it's anything but a conversation about things, people need to know, because the only way people can make decisions is based on information. So the more information they have, they can look at a different perspective, then they can, we can get more change. You know what I'm saying? The reforms come from information and education. So that'll be the main reason why, you know, I'm trying to do this, is to move forward the agenda we all have, you know, this like-minded agenda we have. So that is all my purpose is. Let's chat and chow. Let's get it.
That's what I'm talking about. And what advice would you give these young youths and others out here, Tracy, from the life you done experienced, not only behind the walls, but just out here in the life as well. What advice would you give a youth and a public?
Yeah, so I was a youth mentor for the last 3 years when I was in prison. They had a unit where girls from 18 to 25 could come. And a lot of the basis to the little workshops and stuff we did, because I do domestic violence, I had did that for 10 years as a peer facilitator. And the most important thing is to love yourself and be the best for yourself, not try to be the best for anybody but yourself, because you just got to love yourself first and be happy with yourself and who you are. You know, love yourself like God loves you. Like, that's a start. And then second is, don't give up. Like, you know, you may have different challenges. Let your challenges be your lessons in life, but don't give up on yourself. Like, even other people tell you you can't, or you feel like you can't, just, you know, like, build yourself up, because just don't give up. I never gave up trying to come home, or I never gave up knowing I could have a second life, a second chance. I never gave up in prison. I made a whole life for myself in prison. I did a lot of things in prison that people not even doing out here. So regardless of your circumstances, know that you can be a light and you can have a purpose, period.
That's the bottom line right there. You know, you couldn't have said that more better, you know. So last but not least, Tracy, is there any shout-outs that you would like to give anybody while we're on the line today?
Okay, first, a shout-out is to God for making this all possible. Chiming in today, love you, love, love. I feel the love. And you, Rob, and Rick. And, you know, white boy Rick, and the spirit of my baby daddy, Rick, I know his presence, I can feel it. And all the people that are reaching out on Instagram, and when I go out and people recognizing and just showing love, I just feel so much love. And it's overwhelming, but it just fills me up and pushes me forward. So I just really appreciate that. And Tanisha Yancey, Michigan House Representative, she was a catalyst in helping me get out of prison. Like, I can't wait to go to Lansing and work for her. I have a job with her, and then I have a job at Horatio Williams Foundation. He has, like, tried to meet so much of, like, the need I have. So he's helped other people as they transition. And like I said, Rick has been like an angel. I call him my angel, like, for real. Him and his wife, just beautiful, beautiful people, you know, inside and out. So, you know, those people and just everybody just, like, gives me so much encouragement and love and so happy. It's just a really, really beautiful thing all the way around. God is so good. It's so good. This testimony is telling everywhere, because I'm telling you, I had got down so low, Rob, where I didn't, my face was, like, getting really, really thin, and God just built me right back up. But I reached out to him.
Amen.
First. You feel me?
Amen. Amen. I can't say nothing but amen on that, because once again, I want to give my homeboy, white boy Rick, I want to say, man, I love you, man. You always been loyal to me and CJ and them coming up. You feel me? No matter what jumped off back in the day, you kept it 1,000 with us, man. I'm always love you for that, Rick. And you kept it 1,000 when I asked you to push for Tracy, man, because that was Maserati Rick girl. You know, that's the homeboy for life, whether he dead or whether he was still here on earth. That's my man, and we stand on that. So I love you and Michelle, man, for always supporting the Streets and Love You Back organization and just being you, baby boy. Love you to death, man. So anything else, Tracy? Because I'm over here overwhelmed myself. You feel me? Be sitting there talking to you, fam.
Yep. Just y'all, like I said, the love y'all have shown, like, if when I talk about it, it's like you say, it's emotional. Like, it's beyond this people comprehension that people can understand how much love it is. Like, I can't even understand it sometimes, but I'm receiving it because God is ordained, you know. So I just have to receive it. But I never thought, you know, that it could be me. But God, you know, he love everybody. So what he do for me, he'll do for anybody. So I want people out there that's incarcerated who to have hope that, you know, if he's doing it for me, he'll do it for you too. And we out there pulling.
Yes,
for
he
people.
Will.
Yeah, like I was telling people, I said I'm like want to be the Harriet Tubman of the prison. Like I'm not, I'm 10 toes down. Like who else can I come get out? Because that's where I'm at.
That's real, man. Because once God bless you, it always
yep.
say you got to bless somebody else. Because the blessing don't just stay on your plate. That's why he
yep.
bless you to can bless other people. And that's why I'm so thankful and once again love my boy to death. Because when I asked
yep.
him to make that move, he didn't hesitate. He didn't say I had to think about it or wait for a few minutes. He said, send me that information, Rob, and I'm on it. And that's the bottom line.
That's the, it don't
and here you
no
is.
Real. Yep. Ain't that something? You
and here you
smile.
Is, home girl. In the flesh. You right here in the
number.
Flesh now.
Right.
Ain't no, he
right.
probably already listening because he told me he was going to listen in. So, yeah, man, this love from back in the 80s is all love,
yeah.
man. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You never knew it was going to come from this way, Tracy. You never knew God was going to send it from your old homeboys from back in the day. You never
right.
knew that. So we didn't know that. That was all
and
God.
He might not have remembered me, but I remember him, and I remember never being mean to him. That's what they say about entertaining angels in the Bible. You never know who you meet and what purpose they gonna in your life. Like, I never had any animosity. Like, I thought he was, like, so cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, here, look at him. He's so young. And this, you know what I'm saying? Just a loving person.
Yeah.
And regardless of what he was doing. So, he, like I said, I remember, like, you know, like, oh, you know, like, just embracing him. And I know, like he, like I said, I don't know if he remember, but definitely I was never, like, you know, you never know. You entertaining an angel, and that's what happened.
Amen, man. So we got to give it up for our boy. You know, white boy Rick Duffin
right.
in the building. He handling his business. He came home. He did everything he told me he was going to do about helping the people. And that's exactly what he's been doing, man. And thanks to his queen, Michelle, because behind every king, you got to have a
yes.
great queen. The king can't be on
yes.
the board all by itself. So that's why
yes.
we got king and queen on that chess board. And nobody's playing checkers. We all play chess.
Yes. I like Lucinda too. Like y'all women.
Oh, ain't no
man.
Doubt. The best queen ever.
You hear me?
For real.
Right.
Yes,
so, yeah,
sir.
I'm like, yep, I told Michelle, I said, I love you for this, you know, because he had you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And Rick had her. Yeah. And they go
oh, yeah.
way back.
And she's been by Rick a long time. Hell, yeah, man. For
yeah.
real. Excuse my language. Yeah, she by homeboy, man, 10 toes down. Queen Michelle,
yep.
yeah, she's
yep.
10 toes down by her, man. Don't get it twisted.
Yep. No. Yeah, that's the truth, though. They the truth.
You oh, yeah, man. So,
that situation.
Without a doubt, man. So, hey, Tracy, I just want to say, man, me and the queen love you, and we can't wait to get up there, you know what I mean, to see you.
Right.
And, when the weather break, you know, we're going to keep conversating on the documentary. And when the
okay.
weather break, we're going to get down to business. And
right.
we got the mailman. He's going to be in the building. So you'll get a chance
yep.
to meet the mailman as well. You know?
Yeah.
For real.
That made my
it's
day,
going
Rob,
down.
Real. Yep, that made my day.
Oh, man. I told you I had a
yep.
special guest. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can bring Pop back in. Hold on. I'm going to see if he's
okay.
still on the line and bring you back in. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Pop, you still there?
Yeah. I'm
okay,
here.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Tracy. You can say what you need to say to Papa.
Okay, Pop, I love you. I can't wait to get my hug. And we family now, okay? We family.
Hey, Trace, here's the deal. I just tell you why. I used to go by Rick's car wash. He was a real good friend with one of my friends on Syracuse and Emory, right?
Right.
And I saw him 2 weeks before he got killed. Bulletproof vest, he told me and Jeff that niggas about to get it. I never forget that long as I live.
Right.
I lived in the East Side for 9 years. So I knew Rick. I knew a whole bunch of me. I was walking every day. I seen all them guys.
Yeah, Uh-oh, you're breaking up, Pop. Oh, wow, it's breaking up, Rob.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Papa, holler at you, you know what I mean? We're going to put
sure
you on hold, Papa.
Papa, tell Papa I'm going to be checking in, and I need, you know, you got to send me
the
information and send him mine, and we family.
I got that. Oh, yeah, it's okay. Everything is on the most, man, like I told you. So, hey, love you, appreciate you for checking in today, and we on and popping, okay?
We got to do this
again. All right, peace and love, everybody. All right, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
All right, y'all.
All right.